This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is John Kindler. He is the Vice President of Targeted Microwave Solutions. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol TGTMF. Jan, welcome and thank you for coming on the show.
Everett, thanks for having me on your program. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, introduce us to the TMS outline of your company and what is your mission statement for our listeners?
Perfect. So the guiding mission statement, Everett, of TMS is this: to develop advanced microwave drying and heating solutions that can eliminate air pollution as a byproduct of heavy industry. And now I know that's a bold statement, so let me unpack exactly why, apart from the obvious benefits to the environment, we as a profit-seeking business are focused on this opportunity today. So we've all heard from mainstream media that air emissions quotas and compliance are becoming more stringent just about every year. And when we talk to industry players, we're told that not only is this the case, but that air emissions costs have become a major factor affecting the ability of American industry to expand things like production capacity, generate more jobs, and more effectively compete on the international stage. So, as an example, last year in 2015, America's heavy industry sector is estimated to have spent about $28 billion, that's with a B, dollars on air emissions compliance equipment, reporting procedures, testing regimens, all of these things, environmental obligations required under what's called Title V of the Clean Air Act, which is the applicable legislation governing this space. So as you can see, air emissions compliance is a major burden, and this cuts right across the entire spectrum of the American industrial economy. So when we think about, well, what's causing this problem? What's the source of these costs and these air emissions? A major contributor is industrial drying. And while I know this might not seem like an obvious fact, I can tell you that industrial drying, or the application of heat to a material, this is a cornerstone industrial process, and this affects major sectors like energy, pulp and paper, cement, plastics, wood products, agriculture. I mean, this list can and does go on and on. Drying is such a common industrial process, Everett, that I'll go out on a limb here and wager that if you or your listeners take a look around you right now, you'd be hard pressed to find a manufactured object that at some point or another in its development cycle didn't undergo a drying process or application of heat in some form or another. So because air emissions have this major negative effect on industrial output and profitability, at TMS, we develop microwave-based solutions designed to allow factories, plants, industrial operations to achieve their drying needs without combusting fossil fuels. That's the key. And by doing that, we can decrease air emissions, eliminate major costs of compliance, and allow businesses to reinvest in the things that matter, like expanding production capacity and more jobs for the American people.
So let me ask you this. So you have this microwave process. How are you guys planning on monetizing it? Are you already monetizing it? And how are you getting your product out there to the marketplace?
Excellent question. So TMS has we spent $5 million last year on building a demonstration facility in King William, Virginia. At this facility, we've demonstrated our ability to apply heat using microwaves and electricity to a variety of industrial aggregates, wood pulps, wood waste products, things like industrial clays, for example, and even low-rank coal from West Virginia. So we have, in that time frame as well, entered into a collaborative relationship with Nestle Purina to dry some of their clay products and to explore how our technology might be optimized to suit their needs and desires. So we have been very active in this R&D and bringing our technology online and proving the scalability and modularity of it. I mean, we came into existence as a company in May of last year. We had a $10 million investment by Cadila Pharmaceuticals, the largest private pharmaceutical company in India. And this is what got us kicked off. Our key principles at the company, I think it's probably an appropriate time to mention, are two individuals. One is Dr. James Young, who is our CEO and chairman of the board, and the other is Dr. Rajiv Modi, who is also an active member on our board of directors. Now, Dr. Young's name is one you and your listeners may have heard of before. He's a very well-known figure in the U.S. biotech industry. He founded a company called MedImmune, which was a vaccine company that sold to AstraZeneca for over $15 billion in 2007. In addition to his leadership with TMS, Dr. Young is the present chairman of Novavax, a NASDAQ-listed clinical stage vaccine company with a market cap of over $2 billion. Our other principal, Dr. Modi, as I mentioned, is the chairman and managing director of Cadila Pharmaceuticals, super dynamic, global enterprise, largest privately held pharmaceutical company in India. Dr. Modi plays a very active role in situating our technology to meet the energy environmental demands of the fast-growing Indian market. So even at this level where we are today, you can see we have global aspirations. We're pursuing opportunities in markets where environmental considerations and the cost of air pollution are big business.
My guest today is John Kindler. He is the vice president of Targeted Microwave Solutions. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol TGTMF. Jan, let me ask you this. You know, the space that you guys are in, it's air emissions cost is a huge market space. How do you guys quantitate how you can use TMS to reduce air emissions? So how do you quantitate that?
Right. So what we have right now is, this it goes to a fundamental transformation or evolution in how we look at industrial drying as a process. I mean, most of us will have an experience with the way that our industry and industry globally has been drying aggregates and materials on an industrial scale. And it's been the same way since the Industrial Revolution. And that is, we've been combusting fossil fuels to create a hot gas stream or a big flame, and we pass material through it to dry it.
Right.
And if you own a barbecue, I mean, this is something that is so visceral to all of us. We get it. We put a big flame next to something, you're going to have an application, a transfer of heat. Well, at TMS, we see a transformative role here for microwaves to change this dynamic and to change the narrative that we have to burn fossil fuels to complete a cornerstone process of our industrial manufacturing sector. And so that being said, we have been working very closely with target customers in the state of Virginia and the adjoining states to look at the size, the scope of this problem, and testing materials where we see industrial drying right now creating a lot of these environmental compliance costs. So in terms of a market, we're starting in the U.S. The number I mentioned earlier is just a small fraction, that $28 billion of what it really means across industry to comply with environmental regulations today and the costs of doing business. So if we can shift industry away from thinking about industrial drying as being a fossil fuel driven process to microwaves where we use electricity and we can eliminate air emissions. This has the capacity to save businesses across the spectrum really meaningful amounts.
Let me ask you this. Can you talk a little bit about what your guys' plans are for the rest of the year? I'm sure that some of our listeners are probably shareholders, and they'd like to know what your game plan is for, you know, the rest of 2016 and the beginning of the first quarter of 2017.
Absolutely. So we are currently pursuing two parallel commercialization paths based in the USA. Now that we have a large-scale demonstration plant, we are pursuing independent validation and permitting of the technology with the state regulators that represent the EPA, or the Environmental Protection Agency. The second arm of this stream is running joint material testing programs with our target customers. So, as I mentioned, in the early part of this year, we announced a collaboration with Nestle Purina to conduct a continuous scale drying trials of their clays using our TMS systems. And subsequent to that, we announced the data from these tests, which showed that our systems delivered a superior drying efficiency rate versus the conventional drying systems that they use. And most importantly, we did it without generating polluting emissions. So we obviously will continue to work with Nestle Purina to evaluate their needs. We've been moving at a blazing fast speed, considering that we just came into existence a little over 12 months ago.
Absolutely.
So that is a huge part of what we're focused on. Additionally, we just the other week announced our plans to build and install the next generation reactor system of our technology. So this is the result of over 10 months of running tests on wood chips, wood wastes, low-rank subbituminous coals, industrial clays, all the type of basic industrial aggregate building blocks that become all the processed goods you use today. And we are taking those observations, that analysis, into a new reactor system, which we aim to commission in August of this year. It's our target that after this is completed, we will be in a position to execute on a commercial deployment strategy with one of our target customers as early as Q4 of this year.
That's awesome. My guest today is Jan Kindler. He is the Vice President of Targeted Microwave Solutions. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol TGTMF. In closing, Jan, is there anything you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Everett, I'd like to just state that as a public issuer, we're traded on three stock exchanges worldwide. So as you mentioned, we're on the OTCQX. We're also traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under symbol TMS and on the Bourse Frankfurt under symbol A14TUD. I'd like to extend a warm invitation to your listeners, if they're interested in what we're doing, to visit our website. For more information, you can find it at www.tmsenergy.com. And we really hope to connect with you again, Everett, in the near future, and hope that we can have an opportunity to discuss updates as they come down.
Target Microwave Solutions has been our guest today. Jan Kindler is the gentleman that we've been talking to. He is the vice president of that company. And Jan, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today. And we're going to check back with you in a couple of months. So best of wishes to you and your company.
Thank you very much, Everett. It's been a pleasure.